You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and I'm here with artist, master weaver, Glenda Nichols. She is showing her work for the first time in an upcoming exhibition called The Veil. Thanks for yarning with us today, Glenda.
Oh, good morning.
So I just wanted you to fully introduce yourself. Who's your mob? Where are you from? What do you do?
Yes, good morning, Nari. I am Glenda Nichols, and I class myself as a multi-clan person. I'm of the Ngunnawal, Wadi Wadi, and Yorta Yorta people, and I live in Victoria.
You're a master weaver, and your work is titled The Reflection Net, and it will be presented at Buxton Contemporary for the first time. What is that, and what's it about?
When we sort of talk about master weaver, I sort of don't class myself as a master weaver. I'm more of a generational weaver, and when I talk about generational, it's a craft that's been handed down from generation to generation, and I'm lucky that I was able to watch my mum and my grandmother doing their crafts. And so I've been on a journey with my work, and the Reflection Net is one of those pieces that's going to be exhibited in the Veil exhibition coming up. The Reflection Net is a piece that I made. I guess it's a memory of growing up on the Murray River, or we call it the Maloo. And the memory that I had of the Maloo was that it was such a clear river, unlike today where we have environmental flows happening. Back then you could actually sit at the water's edge and watch birds flying overhead, and you see the reflection in the water. It was just so clear. You could see the base of the, you know, the bottom of the river sometimes. You could even see fish. The Reflection Net is a piece that reminds me of the Maloo and reflecting the birds flying overhead. It's a stunning piece, and it was one of the pieces that I really enjoyed making.
So a master weaver, you just said that you're more generational. It's still a hell of a title. What goes into your weaving practice?
But, you know, with my craft, it reflects a continuity of a family storyline. It sort of reflects the stories of, you know, my elders and ancestors, and it's a connection between the past and the present. For example, I watched my mum and my grandmother weaving and, you know, sort of making feather flowers as I grew up. And it's something I didn't actually get into until later life. It's a journey you sort of go on, and then one day you think, oh, okay, it's time. Then I think, oh, I hate using the word, but you become addicted to it. Connects you with your ancestors, people that have already gone, you know, sort of while you're weaving or while I'm weaving, it brings back memories of, you know, my mum and my grandmother and other people that I've watched weaving. It really boils down to, you know, reflects the continuity of a family storyline. And that's why I say it's generational for me. That's important because, you know, it's not as if I sort of went and did a workshop today and I've learned how to weave something or make something and then I go off and I teach it. It's something that it comes from way back and it's part of me. It's like a blueprint that we have. What do we do, you know, to keep those processes alive? We need to, or I did, I found the need to turn it into a piece of artwork so that I'm still carrying on the processes of yesterday, making a tool that was once used, but today turn it into art and tell the story that way.
I completely understand your connection with weaving. I personally weave myself too, and I know that you have to know land and country so well to even know when to even start picking a grass or a lamandra, whatever the part that you're using.
Yes, and that makes it difficult these days because, you know, we have to contend with fences that, you know, farmers put up. We can't actually get to those, a lot of the places that we used to harvest our grasses and that from. So my mum's motto was that we need to adapt, and that's why we're still here as Aboriginal people. We adapt to what's around us. So, of course, you know, we can go to the store and buy these things if we can't get them off the land. But that doesn't sort of mean that we forget about how it or where we did the harvesting. It just means that it makes it more or makes it easier for us to keep these practices alive by, you know, just going to the store and buying the things that we need and keeping those stitches and those knots, keeping them going.
So this exhibition is thematically, it's about identity and memory and cultural resilience, and you've talked a little bit like that. How have you poured that theme into your work?
As I remember growing up, I remember my mum making feather flowers and doing all different kinds of crafts. She was able to sell some of those crafts, which meant, and she called it wheelbarrow money. We might say pocket money, but she called it wheelbarrow money. It sort of helped feed the family or buy those little things that, you know, you couldn't really afford to buy. So that, you know, that cultural resilience there is still there, you know, with that need to survive and to be able to get those things that we need. And using our craft is a good way of being able to do that. So, yeah, and the memory of, you know, sort of doing that, the memory of my mum having to do that brings back that cultural resilience that, you know, yes, I can do this. I don't give up. There's always a way. And that comes through with your identity as well, you know, sort of knowing that we lived off the land and we can always go back there. You know, that identity, the memory, the cultural resilience, you know, it's still carried on today. So with this exhibition for me and having my woven piece of reflective net, which for me represents the waterways with reflecting the birds flying overhead, that's my way of remembering that, yep, we can still tell those stories of how it was through our crafts and through the practices that we do.
So when audiences come and see your work, The Reflective Net, what do you hope that they feel or how they connect with it?
I'm hoping that they would see the story behind the piece. I mean, this isn't a piece that someone would buy to put in their lounge room. Most of the pieces I make, you know, they tell a story. This one tells a story of, you know, reflection, this net, of dispossession and dislocation of family, you know, from places. So the knots have travelled. The knot that I use in the fishnets come from the Murray River waterways right through to the Coorong from my mother's country. And my mother was dislocated from her country and brought to Swan Hill, where I was born, and all my siblings and I grew up there, you know, and that's what our women did. They, you know, moved to their husband's country in most cases. They took their crafts with them. They were still carrying on that craft. It moved. Those stitches travelled. The crafts travelled. They would bring their craft into, like my mum did, brought her craft from South Australia to Victoria and learned her husband's, you know, family's craft and adapted that. And I guess, you know, that's what we did with a lot of our crafts. When the audience come to see my work, you know, what do they hope to feel when they see it? And how do they connect with it? Well, I'm hoping that, like I said before, that they will look at the story behind it. And it's not just a pretty piece. It has a story, and it's not just one story. The pieces that are used within the net, like the string, why did she use jute string? The environmental changes, you know, it means that our elders and myself, we have to adapt our craft so it makes the tools and the, you know, the techniques used, you know, they remain the same, and it's maintaining a connection to country still.
So if anyone is seeking more information and they're looking out for this exhibition, where can they find it? Where can they find you?
They can find this exhibition in Melbourne. I live in the country, so travelling to Melbourne, it's probably about 4 to 5 hours for me. But look, it's worthwhile going to have a look at this exhibition. Hannah Presley, who is connected with this, Hannah has been with me on my journey with fishnets from as long as I can remember. She's encouraged me in every which way. I'm so excited that this exhibition is going to show all these stories of the amazing people that are in it.
I want to thank you for joining us and talking with us today about your artwork. That was Glenda Nichols. The exhibition, The Veil, at the Buxton Contemporary is exhibiting from the 27th of June to the 1st of November in 2025. Thanks for joining us today, Glenda. It was lovely having you.
Thank you, Nari. I really enjoyed speaking to you. And I'm hoping that whoever can get to the exhibition will go and have a look. I might see you there. And if you see me, say hi or yell out to me because I'm a little bit deaf.
You're listening to NITV Radio.